200 of these. We got it down. Hi, everybody.
Be here.
Brian.
And?
Giles.
Giles is here.
Back again.
Giles, you haven't been here since we watched Heavy Metal.
Heavy Metal.
Was it really that long ago?
That long ago. You scarred me.
Yeah,
it took me this long to be brave enough to come back.
And we have a doozy for you tonight.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Actually, apparently this is one of your favorite movies.
This was. This movie has a special place in my heart.
Aw.
Freshman year of college.
Wait. Special as in, like, they touched you?
Or, like, ride the yellow school bus special?
Or is...
Probably a little bit of both.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. In college freshman year, I would go to sleep almost every night to this movie.
I could see that with this movie.
Because it was funny. I knew everything that was going on in the movie, and so I could close my eyes and picture what's going on, and next thing I know, I was asleep. It was better than an Ambien.
That's a good endorsement.
Yeah.
Right, then. Fabulous.
Okay.
So we are some dads going through the movies of our youth that we remember with nostalgia, not to be confused with accurately remembering
movies. Biodome.
Biodome. That was all your
fault. That was on me. No, I own it. I own it. That's mine.
We are going to try and answer three questions tonight. Giles, do you remember what the questions are?
Does this movie hold up?
That is question number one. You've already outpaced Dave and Neil. They can never remember. They're like,
I'll get it one of these days.
Question number two.
Would they do a remake?
Good. A reboot, remade, sequel, removed, recycled, destroyed.
Rejected.
Rejected. Mm-hmm. All of the re's. And question number three.
Would you recommend? No. I forget.
Should we have our kids watch it?
That was it. That was it. Would you recommend it?
Either as punishment or reward.
Getting a lot of punishments lately.
Well, you know. I have a good feeling about this one.
I know.
No,
we kind of chose this one as a palate cleanser.
Kids current age? We all have children roughly the same age.
No,
ages 7 to 4.
No. We get
some
to
age.
Choose like what age we would show them. Like, so, full disclosure, when we watch Ghostbusters, my kids just watched Ghostbusters last week.
That makes sense. You know, about the 8
awesome.
To 6 range. Yeah.
So... but we'll see where we are. So what movie are we watching tonight, Giles?
Tommy Boy.
Chris
Not
Farley.
To be confused with Black Sheep.
Is it? Well,
I mean,
I can see why you'd be confused.
They both came out roughly the same time, within a year of each other. Pretty similar cast,
pretty similar plot.
Right.
Yeah. And I am sure I switch around scenes from both movies
so,
all the time.
So, David Spade.
And the late, great Chris Farley.
And Brian Dennehy's in this.
Mm-hmm. With Bo Derek.
That's right.
Bo Derek.
Rob Lowe.
I forgot about
That's
Rob Lowe.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And Dan Aykroyd.
Really?
Who's Dan Aykroyd in this?
He plays the Muffler King.
By audio.
Oh, okay.
You'll recognize the voice.
Your eyes are going to be closed the whole movie.
That's it. I'm going to fall asleep on your couch in 3 minutes.
I'm going to nudge you. You'll be like, oh, great movie.
It did its job.
That's awesome. So you guys know how we do this. Something to drink. We're gonna get some ice cream. We're gonna watch the movie. And do you have anything that you remember about this movie?
I remember again. The hard thing is I do switch it with Black Sheep, but I remember watching this. I don't think I saw it in theater. Just think we rented it, and I think I remember watching with my brothers and thinking that this was hilarious. Just that whole scene, like what sticks out the most is when he's trying to like sell car parts and he's using like the guy's models on his desk to sell them about like why buying shitty parts, and I just. It was genius, but it's one of those movies I feel like if it had been any other actor, it would have been a shit movie. Like, Chris Farley really knew how to sell buffoonery.
Yeah.
He died like a year after this movie came out. I think he died in 96.
We'll have to fact check that.
Yeah, but that's my bet.
He was on like the height of his career because he did Black Sheep, Tommy Boy,
Beverly Hills Ninja,
and then he was supposed to do Shrek and Tragedy.
As far as me remembering much of this movie, all I can really, to be honest, is opening sequence in the car part factory when he's like totally fucking up the speech that Brian Dennehy's giving or something like that. And then, is that a niner in there? And that's really about all I remember.
Oh,
this
man.
Movie.
That's
remember
what I
remember. Fat guy in a little coat?
Well, yeah, but that's like iconic, and I don't really associate that with...
Oh, there's so many things from this movie that just had so much... traction, so much, I don't know, re-gift. Zed and I are in there, like you mentioned. I can hear you getting fatter from here. Who's your favorite baseball team? The Yankees. Who's your favorite little rascal? The Spanky. Spanky. There are so many great one-liners in here that I use to this day.
I can get that. I feel like this is a very quotable movie.
All right, well, I am down to find out. So
you're down? Are you down to clown?
I am so down to clown.
Does that have like another connotation besides goofing around and making silly comments?
For those who can't see, there's an awkward look between the two of them, star-crossed lovers.
He's trying to figure out, should I explain down to clown, or is he fucking with me?
I'm just gonna leave it alone.
Right.
On that note, we will see you guys after the flip. I'm gonna go down to clown right now. Jesus. Chicken wings.
Shut up,
chicken
Richard.
Wings. Shut up, Richard.
So, 2 sentence synopsis. I just want to jump right in.
Yeah. Let's.
Giles, you're our guest. Have you written one yet?
I forgot about that part.
Oh,
I'll go last.
Paul.
I got a full page of notes,
dude,
though.
It's almost like you got a D plus in college.
Listen.
But I graduated.
I passed.
Can you pass with a D plus?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I worked way too hard in college.
Yeah.
All right, I got one.
What do you call
a touching story about a young man suffering from a TBI, wandering the countryside, trashing offices.
That's not wrong.
Yeah, that's you make it sound like he's a wandering samurai. Like that's what he does. I show up to offices
and I trash them.
All right, Pete. All right.
Tommy Callahan is a boy who's an idiot, but this idiot is the only chance this small Midwestern cliche automotive parts town has, armed with his wit, intellect, and his trusty, smug, condescending sidekick, Richard. These two are gonna sell the fuck out of all the brake pads.
Wow.
Spot on.
Way better than mine.
That's because I'm a fucking professional, Giles.
They're not doing this while.
Shut up, Richard.
Shut up, Richard.
I do like the, like, I learned more about brake pads from this movie. Like, what a MacGuffin. Being like, we need to sell brake pads. I could pick any auto
well,
parts.
Well, this is what I was telling
brake
you
pads.
During the movie. It's like, I love this plot.
It's so simple.
A. B. Finn.
Yeah, and they move too. There's not no really boring part in it.
Yeah, and you don't need the character development. The setup was pretty straightforward. Anyways, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's hear Brian's words of wisdom.
All right, Tommy boy, dumbass Tommy and his snarky sidekick Richard travel across country to sell auto parts to save the company. Through shenanigans and pratfalls, Tommy learns to hustle just like his old man.
Funny about it. It was just, the laughs were all in the movie.
This was heartwarming, weirdly.
Heartwarming.
With all of the, you know, Chris Farley was one of the better physical comics.
Yeah.
He is surprisingly agile.
Yes.
Right? He did a cartwheel. And
well,
it was
he
a
did a
nice
cartwheel, but he vaulted over tables like.
Well, when you look at him, every single time that he smacked a window, because that was one of the repeating gags that came through there. He actually smacked the window with his face. Like when they were walking out of the office and Richard walks through the door and Tommy goes into the glass, you actually see the imprint of his face on the glass.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
Well, the scene where he's changing in
Son of a! That's going to leave a mark.
In the bathroom, and he's just constantly like falling over, hitting the toilet, having like the change board in the airline bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, it's genius. Like, he is incredibly entertaining to watch physically, but at the same time, I liked how joyful he was. At no point was he ever, like, mean, or he was just always happy.
No, when he was on his dinghy yelling at the kids.
Well, yeah, but they had it coming. Like, he was like the fourth time they called him a fatty. Yeah, like, he lost it, but, like, I just liked how the character was just a happy, nice, genuine guy, and it came through. Like, he really felt loved.
on the surface. I mean, there's a whole undercurrent of him having a poor body image, being the butt of every joke. His whole stick was he was the fat, clumsy guy on SNL, and then in all of his movies, that was his thing, and it clearly got to him. He had an intentional or unintentional overdose, and the poor man died, I don't think, because he was mentally healthy, because his whole stick was being made fun of for being fat and clumsy. So there's that. Sorry to bring Dad's movie night.
Wow.
Right.
So, let's take a moment that...
Hold on, I got this. Shut up, Richard.
Yeah. Anyways,
do you think after the end of the movie, like if we went on, and I'm getting ahead of myself with question two because I know where I want to bring this, but do you think Richard held on to that car because it was so cherry?
No, I don't think. I think he left that car.
Hang on to a car this cherry.
He left the car, what was left of it, at the airport. He was like, keep it. I don't think that car's gone.
Yeah, but he may have gotten it back.
Poor car.
Well, I feel like he would be driving like some brand new like sports car or something like.
Are we in agreement on question one?
Well, I say it holds up.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
This was a lot of fun.
The casting was spot on.
Everybody was bringing their A game.
Brian Dennehy was awesome.
Yeah.
Until he died.
But it was an awesome he made the most out of his scenes, and like he was
8 whiskey sours, and he could still close his
deal. 8 whiskey sours. My God. I guess he's a big guy.
No wonder he died. Good point.
I'm surprised he was that coherent. I mean, if I had 4 whiskey sours, I'm up there like doing the conga line.
Well, that's why you're not the leader of Callahan Auto Parts. Yeah,
clearly.
Clearly.
I could not sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves.
Nope.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, no, this was a fantastic movie.
I knew it would hold up.
You had faith.
When Dennehy turns to David Spade and is like, "You're going to show Tommy the ropes." Sure. Thank you for choosing me. Thank you for choosing me.
Well, my favorite scene is when he walks in the office like, yes, he's got windows. Of course he does. He's been here for 10 minutes.
Why wouldn't he?
You can put 6 packs of beer and sodas in here.
Well, it's a good say. Most of the quotes that I remember using from this movie, I mean, there's quite a few from Tommy, but the majority of them come from Richard.
Yeah?
Yeah, I graduated just shy of a decade. I'm sure a lot of people go to college for 7 years. I'm called doctors.
It's a clip-on. You sure?
You sure.
So, yeah, it definitely holds up. But I'm actually interested in question two.
Ooh. Boy.
Really interesting question too.
Boy,
because if we had Farley,
not a remake, but I do think they could sequel this.
With who?
With like their son,
David Spade. He's still alive.
Uh huh. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you maybe Tommy had a son,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And
we're with you.
Has to show him the ropes. It's basically. It's a reboot of sorts, but it's...
He died in, a brake pad accident.
In a tragic, they were testing out new brake pads.
Right. And his son now has to do it, but maybe the son's barring...
And now the brake pads are being made in China.
Sure. Make it international.
International. Tommy Boy saves the world.
Uh-huh.
Or something.
So Tommy Callahan the fourth.
I was just thinking Jonah Hill, but Jonah Hill's
not... No, he's all skinny now.
And he's slapstick. He's not slapstick. He's more dry, like sarcastic humor. What if you reverse it? You have Jonah Hill, like the overweight schlubby guy, is the snarky Richard character, and then we'll get like some. What if we reunite Channing Tatum as Tommy's son, and we bring back Seth and Chatham? Tatum? Magic Mike.
Channing Tatum.
We're letting him work through this.
Like, we just see Richard be like, Tommy Jr., you don't look anything like your father.
That's like actually pretty funny.
Yeah. Just totally.
That would be awesome. Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Whoa, Tommy. You do not follow in your father's footsteps. Rob Lowe can make an appearance.
From prison.
From prison.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could.
Like, I could get on board with this. Like, he breaks out of prison. Something. I don't know.
I would watch it. So I mean, yeah. No matter what they came up with, I would watch it. Just
well, because
the story Michaels would have to produce.
Right. The storyline from this was so simple that you can just lift that same idea of two not friends have to work together to reach a goal.
Well, that's almost all of Lorne Michaels' movies.
That was 21 Jump Street.
So you really want to do Channing Tatum?
That's where I am, because the man can act. He's very funny.
He is very funny.
So, but, you know, we can have other people. You can go ahead and write in to Dad's Movie Night and post on Facebook. Who would you pick to replace Chris Farley and David Spade?
Like a younger duo, and then David Spade would make the appearance.
Yeah, he would be like the connecting tissue.
The younger actors these days.
Oh, I was just talking about this today. We're getting old. Like, I don't know anybody current. I don't talk the tick.
I wouldn't mind seeing, like, Donald Glover as one of them.
As Tommy's son?
Yeah. Why not?
Go for it.
Why? It doesn't have to be. We don't have to stay in racial boundaries or anything like that. It's a whole new world, right? Maybe it's a daughter.
Also played by Danny Glover.
I would watch that movie.
I would too. Like, I throw that out there, but like, I feel like he could do it.
If there's someone out there, then definitely.
No, I'm saving that. I want Danny Glover to do the reboot.
Not Danny Glover. Donald Glover.
I stand by what I said.
You have Mel Gibson in this too.
I'll have Donald Glover. I want him for the reboot of Kinky Boots. But that's another podcast.
I could get behind that as well.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty awesome. But we digress. So.
Do we?
I don't know. Now I kind of want to watch those movies with those actors.
I would totally like to see. I feel like. Oh, no, wait. So in Community, Ahmed's character.
Oh, yeah. Daniel Pudi.
Yeah, he's awesome.
We get the two of them to be. Well, basically.
Yeah, but it's a buddy movie.
We need
it's
more buddy movie movies. With break parts, we haven't had a good buddy movie in a while.
So it's.
With brake pads.
With brake pads. International brake pads.
Okay.
You can even do it into the future.
Oh, and there's also a spy ring. There's some sort of like international spy conspiracy going on about stealing brake pad technology.
Do you want to bring in a little element?
But brake pad for Elon Musk spaceships.
Mm-hmm. Why would spaceships
re-entry pads.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, so I was like, they don't have brakes.
space brakes.
I'd make a joke about, like, space lasers from, you know, hidden Jewish satellites, but that might be a little too on the nose.
I'd still watch it. I'd still watch it.
You know, by the way, saying spaceship Jewish lasers, like, that's a tall
twister.
Although,
I do think a reboot of this movie would have a place for Shatner in it.
Well, we had a nice Shatner reference.
We had a Shatner, that's movie. What I'm saying. We had a Shatner moment.
We haven't had a Shatner moment.
Got a plan. Yeah, it has been so long since we've seen a proper Shatner moment, but I could definitely see William Shatner in this movie.
I like him in,
as Tommy's father. Or like if you were going to do a straight reboot,
right? I'm okay with that, especially if you had like that would be the right age for like the Chris Farley to Dennehy,
yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that would work. It could work. We got it. All right, Hollywood, give us a call. We're open.
Just need to give us a call. Piles of cocaine in a pitch meeting. Next thing you know,
done.
Ice Pirates.
You know, I'll have some more of that Mountain Dew that I had at the last episode.
That was fucking terrible.
I still have three bottles
in
the car. They've been percolating in my car all week in the hot sun.
Yeah,
so
they
I
get
bet they're
good.
Getting
they're
real
fermenting.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw in some of those Laffy Taffys in there. Or the airheads, and it's gonna be good.
You're just gonna save that for when your kids like leaving your car till your kids turn 15 and they like stay out past 10:30. Here, drink this.
It'll make you feel better.
So back to the movie.
No.
One of the reasons I wanted to come tonight was because this movie was pretty, not instrumental, but I don't know. It left its mark for sure. I still
Did it
say.
Touch you? Do you want to show us the doll where it touched you?
In many ways. Hands. Exactly. There are so
Brothers
many quotes from this movie that to this day I still use. I wrote down a few of them. The Herbie Hancock, every time I hear John Hancock.
That's true.
I have to say Herbie Hancock.
Yeah.
Every time. To this day. Every time.
That. John Hancock. No, it's Herbie.
Somebody calls me stupid, I'll mutter under my breath, you have a hard candy chill in your head. Or when somebody's eating something, mostly one of you two guys, because you're all so fit, but I can hear you getting fatter from here. Fat guy in a little coat.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best.
Yeah.
Always a classic. The masturbating references.
There are many of them.
Yes.
Who's your favorite little rascal?
Is it Spanky? Sinner.
I use this Sinner. That was awesome. I've done that.
David Spade, like, his timing and his smugness. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's why they always worked well together.
And I still do the housekeeping. You want me to jerk you off?
What kind
of hotel is this?
Richard, why are you running from your feelings?
I can't believe you've never been cow-dipping before.
I lost my virginity to your daughter. Rob, you were there.
That might have been the best line of the movie for me.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Just the look on his face.
Did you eat paint chips as a kid? Why?
It's that deadpan stop to a why that it kills it.
Dan Aykroyd was also brilliant.
Yeah, he was.
It's the right amount of Aykroyd. I like him as little bit characters that come in for like a few lines.
Although he was great in Spies Like Us. He was the best
part. Dan Aykroyd, you guys are talking about Chatham Tanning, how great of an actor he is. There are some actors that, like Gene Hackman or Dan Aykroyd, no matter what role they play, you're either going to get a strong Hackman or a weaker Hackman.
Yeah.
But you're going to get a Hackman.
You're going to get a Hackman.
Aykroyd's the same way. Show me his range.
Okay. Well, we had Spies Like Us.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd.
It was Dan Aykroyd.
Right.
He was
Ghostbusters.
He was like, Aykroyd in Spies Like Us was almost the same Aykroyd as in Ghostbusters.
Yep.
The lovable kind of
nerdy, specialist.
Yep.
This guy was sleazy Aykroyd.
The sleazy Aykroyd.
Okay.
Blues Brothers Aykroyd.
We then can go to Nothing But Trouble, where he played the judge.
I don't know with that movie.
Chevy Chase. It's a terrible movie. Fans of the podcast might know this movie. Basically,
it's just
bad.
It's not good.
What, with Demi Moore? Is Demi Moore in that?
I think so.
Yikes. All right. Anyway, it's not a good movie.
Derek was in this movie, for those who haven't seen it. And both of these guys, every time she came on, I mean, they had to look up her age on this movie. And she's 39? She's only 39? They were taking screenshots of the movie.
It's weird. She looks way older than...
She looked older. And maybe it was the hair.
She makeup. Looks older than we do, and she's not.
At least in 1995.
Well, yeah. But by comparison, like, I thought she was in her late 40s. I'm like, she's still holding up.
I think it was the haircut.
It's got to be the haircut. Well, and the plastic surgery.
The high cut, you know. The pixie cut.
But it...
More common on...
They may have done that.
Call them mature. Yes, mature.
They maybe did that on purpose.
You can put a six pack of soda in here.
I think they did that on purpose to make her look older because she looked older than 39. And then just, okay. Bo Derek.
Now, have you guys ever replicated the fan prank? Tell me you haven't.
The very
Luke, I am.
Oh, I thought the prank
father.
Was never done that.
Right. I think every young man has done that, or young woman.
And we've also all misread the line too, just like
Luke. I am your father.
Yeah. Luke, I am your father is not what Darth Vader says in that scene.
Says, "Search your feelings, Luke."
He told me, "You killed my father." No, I am your father.
No,
I am your father. It doesn't say Luke, I am your father. It just says I am your father.
Yeah, that's a Mandela effect.
Yes.
Wow, you guys are deep.
The whole world remembers that line incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed up in the movie!
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You got me convinced. Now, would you let your children see it, speaking of fathers?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Today's day, what age?
Probably like around 10, eight, something like 11, that. They'd have to be a little bit older, because I think...
I don't think they get the humor right now.
A lot of the jokes should be over their head.
It's definitely like 13, 14 years old. Have at it, for sure. Probably get all the toilet humor, especially the toilet scene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the deer scene.
The deer scene. How come we haven't had a deer scene?
I do like how those two guys cried twice on film together.
It was all
This wouldn't have happened if you hadn't turned around and made fun of me, Richard. We killed Bambi.
Killed Bambi. Oh, man.
Put it in the car.
First, what's going on with your car? You're coming up and...
Oh, that scene with him. The car collection that he sets on fire is by far my favorite scene in this movie.
Get out. Get out.
You can see Brian just cringing. No toys, no.
Not all of the action figures. You know, it's like if I had like a collection of action figures that I mm-hmm. hand painted or something like that.
Yeah.
And then someone came in and just mashed them and lit them
it's
on
the
fire.
It's the worst, man.
Oh my God. Like, first of all, putting that amount of time into something that's only famous in the Netherlands.
I mean, I collect
like
action figures, but I mean, I've never custom made an action figure.
You know, to be fair, if that happened and then like someone came in and like smashed them and lit them on fire, I'd be pretty upset.
I'd be super upset. I'd have to put it on like my Instagram or something like that about how upset I was.
Yeah.
I would let my children see this starting at age 10. I think 10 is
age
10.
Age 10. Yeah, all right. Solid.
I'd have to explain. I mean, I think my 10, you know, if they haven't started masturbating yet, they're not far off. So that's the only scene of the movie I can think of that might require some explaining to a younger child.
Oh, that's true. I want to avoid having... Daddy, what's the... Anyways, guys, look, it's about your bedtime. Mommy's going to be home soon. How about we just nip on up there and not talk about what movie we watched tonight? Cool.
Anything that happens in your room stays in your room. Use some tissues.
Oh, God.
That's going to be an awkward conversation. I watched Tommy Boy last night, Dad.
Nope. I'm just going to avoid that.
Would this be a movie you watch with your kids?
Yeah.
Or just
I enjoyed watching
H10,
it. Yeah, I would be happy. I'd be like, yeah, this is a funny movie. Like, I think you guys will like it. Also, I'd love to know what they laugh at. Like, what jokes they get and what jokes they're just like.
That's the hardest thing I can't figure out sometimes with the kids. It's like, you think a joke's going to land with them, and then they're just like, whoosh. Right over the...
Right.
Or they do it to us, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That is true.
Or maybe it lands and it's just not funny.
Dad. Poop comes out of your butt.
Yeah, that is funny.
Poop. Butt. And then, like, look. And I'm just like, Yes. Look, daddy's had a long day, kid. all right. Let me just move on. Can you please just go to bed? I asked you to put your PJs on. What are we doing?
You're about to hear some shit come out of my mouth if you don't get your ass in bed.
Good times. I don't really want to belabor this. This was fun.
No, it was a good movie. I was excited to see it. I'm glad I saw it again. I haven't seen it in 2 decades.
I'm so glad this one held up. This is one of those ones that, like, it would show up on, like, USA.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, like, I'd always get drawn into something else, and I don't think I've ever watched it straight through start to finish before. I think I've only caught like 40 minutes here, 20 minutes there, 15 minutes commercial break, walk out of the room. This was the first time I actually like sat down and saw all of the bits. You can see where David Spade's flight attendant bit that he used to do in SNL.
Oh, that's why it seems so familiar.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. What part didn't you get? The butt or the bye?
So this is the seatbelt. You put the little end into the bit. You know, I tell you what. If you can't figure out how to use this, I'm going to have Tommy come back and hit you over the head with a tack hammer because you are a...
Well, I think that's the key to this is that everything is a little bit. Like, every section is now...
He's a big idiot.
This right. is the bit they're
it's
doing
a big,
with
dumb
the
animal.
Salesman. This is their bit in the car. This is their bit in the diner. Uh-huh. So you could step away. I can see where you fall asleep. You could step away and come back and be like, oh, yeah, this scene. You know, you're not, like, watching these long, tense moments. Or, like,
you're
not going to
miss
action.
Anything.
It's,
you could, drop it and pick it up. And
you know, they established the wholesome love story part of it pretty early on. That, like, and it was just, you know, didn't overshadow anything.
Though, here's a good question, right? They talk about this love story. If we think about it, though, and this is pretty classic, he comes to the company, and she's like, oh, don't mind that jerk who's making fun of you. Here, come into my office, and I'll show you what I do. Well, okay. You know, they're kind of, like, cutesy. And then, like, there's the wedding.
And then they're already basically...
And then he's like, I gotta go. And, you know, they're on the sailboat. But it's not like they've built up, like, this long romance. Like, I guess they went together on the sailboat after his dad died. But he's kind of an emotional wreck at that point. And then he leaves to go save the country, or the town.
Same thing.
And at some point, they develop a relationship enough that she, like, comes up to him and immediately kisses him, and it's
they
like...
They were calling each other from the hotel room.
I guess. guess. I guess they're talking a lot. That could be it. Okay, I could see that. You
mentioned. And they knew each other in high school.
Every night he's like,
they, you know, maybe they, you know, or maybe what happened after the boat ride on the dinghy.
True that.
Maybe she touched his dinghy.
Quit touching your dinghy.
She was using his tiller. Maybe had to get the extension to get some of the long strokes.
He got the boom.
He got the boom. She ran it up the halyard to see how it flew.
Oh, how long can this go?
I can go on a lot. I know a lot of boat parts.
Like, you know, it was a sheep shank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want to do it on an even keel?
No.
You're going to have to hike out a little bit.
Gross.
Well, you know what happens? If you start going in the wind and it flaps around, you're beating.
Then come the whores.
I do not remember that scene. Oh, and it was
I visited a prostitute one time during the war, and I've never heard the end of it. Made my life a living hell.
Like, this, out of nowhere, at this boardroom scene, this old woman talks about how the town will go to hell because all the whores are going to come. It goes on and on about whores.
First, they just want a room, and then hanging their panties up.
And they're out there on the street, shaking their little bottoms, and no one, everyone's just like, uh-huh.
So anyway.
Just the line, like, and then come the whores.
Right. Who are those people anyway?
Well, how do they?
They're board members somehow on the board. Right. Well, it's sort of funny because you realize, like, oh my God, this is like a personal issue that they've been chewing on for 50 years, and like it keeps spilling out everywhere. I bet you like they have Thanksgiving dinners where she's like, well, you know what happens if we don't, you know, if we don't have a good Thanksgiving turkey, people leave here upset. And then they go to the whores.
The whores.
The whores.
So, my friends, what would we like to watch next week?
Well, we're on a roll. I feel like we have to keep this going. I don't think we can have another dud like Biodome.
I
will come back if you guys watch Jurassic Park.
Well, I think we definitely should watch Jurassic Park.
Between that and Swingers.
Oh, no, you watch Swingers for it, but I'm just saying, when you guys do Jurassic Park.
Who do?
You said doo-doo.
See, here we go. Good segue back into that whole thing.
Doo-doo.
It's not funny. Not funny.
No.
Funny. That joke landed, but this wasn't funny.
Uh-huh.
But I'm half, so I guess I was. Yeah.
See?
Damn it!
Just gotta let it sit.
Yeah. Damn it!
Yeah, let the doo-doo sit.
Swingers is a great movie.
I've never seen it.
I think we should do Swingers. Swingers for me is what Tommy Boy was for you. Like, when I was in college, came out in 95, we would watch this movie every weekend before we go out to the bar.
This is how you get psyched? We watched Fight Club.
Yeah, so we watched
Swingers. Oh, jeez, really?
We had some weird times.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
You two were going to bars for very different reasons.
Yep. Beautiful babies, Mike.
Right.
Come on, Mikey. It's all about the beautiful babies.
I want to destroy something beautiful.
Yeah, see? No, I totally get it. Like
this explains a lot.
That does explain a lot.
Well, I think we should do Swingers.
For the record, when we say Swingers, I keep hearing about Swingers, and I think of Swing Kids, which was about swing dancing. Is this movie about people who swing?
There's one scene in the movie where they swing dance, but it's basically the big bad voodoo daddy.
Mighty Mighty Boss Jones. It's like,
right. That whole 90s
swing resurgence.
No.
Do they like playgrounds?
The setup of the movie is a bunch of trying to make it actors in Hollywood in the mid-90s.
How topical. They were trying to make it in the 90s.
And John Favreau's first movie, he wrote it. I think he directed it. Vince Vaughn's first breakout movie.
Well, was the first movie Livingston directing? Because John Favreau was in PCU with David Spade.
That's true. Hold on.
But
Hold on.
So why are they swingers?
Heather Graham is it? I forgot.
Wow, Heather Graham? Whatever happened to Heather Graham?
Yeah.
But again, why are they swingers? I don't see them, like, dancing. They're not having like sexy time, and they're not on a playground. Where are this? What's the swing aspect?
I think it's maybe the mentality of.
But John Favreau wrote the movie.
Is it like they're swinging out there because they've got their chain wallets?
It's probably some
swinging around. Well, it's a '90s movie.
It is.
But some Jankos.
They do end up going. No, I don't think they're any Jankos. They go to Vegas. Vegas, baby.
Yeah.
Vegas.
Okay.
You'll like it. I think the Swingers title isn't about sleeping with other people.
I just feel as though like this might be a misleading title.
Yeah,
I always assumed that it was about that.
I do think this movie is just as quotable as Tommy Boy, but like differently.
But not funny. This is
Tommy Boy is more like junior high quotable. There's some Swingers is more college quotable.
Right, but it's like I wouldn't even call it that much that highbrow, but there are quotable moments, quotable scenes. This was like.
I guess it depends on the college.
Yeah, I guess it is.
State school. We quoted it.
CU.
CU Boulder. We quoted this movie a lot.
You ass.
Yeah, okay. All right, Swingers. It's done.
Okay, yeah.
That's all. All right, so any final party words?
Quit playing with your dinghy.
That's appropriate.
Yeah. Guys, send us an email at dadsmovienight@gmail.com. If you send us an email, we will probably read it.
Yeah, we're definitely we're hooked into it now. Like, we're able to fix some of the bugs, some of the problems.
We might read it on air. Maybe.
If it's good enough.
Our standards are very high.
No, they're not. I'd like to just put out a PSA, please. Any photos or videos that you send do become free property of Dad's Movie Night.
Oh, my.
So we have to throw that out there now.
That we already...
Well, it was spam, but I feel like we technically could use that now. But just, if I put this out there, we can then, you know, piggyback on it.
I'm not sure I want to use them.
Well, I mean, it's free disturbing. Publicity.
Okay.
No farm animals were hurt. Cow tipping. Speaking of which, cow tipping, is that a thing?
Yes! I can't believe you've never cow tipped.
You've never cow... Dude, you grew up in Western Mass. How did you not
cow-tip? I lived in Holyoke.
Touché.
It was a city.
Yeah, it's... I lived in...
We had drive-bys, not cows.
There was cow tipping involved.
So when you tip over a cow, like, it gets back up. It's more like, what the fuck?
Not easily, and it can hurt them.
Yeah, it's not
also,
nice.
Really a nice
they're
thing.
They're pretty massive. Like, you really have to get a lot of momentum to push a cow over.
But if they're asleep, they...
And if you've had enough to drink.
This is the... You have done this, haven't you? Belcher Town,
I refuse
man.
To answer that question.
Wow.
Why?
I mean, do you have statute of limitations for cow tipping is probably expired. You're free and clear at this
I'm
point.
I'm okay.
And now I'm telling you that as your lawyer.
Well, in that case,
I have seen cow tipping. I've never personally cow tipped.
So you're just a voyeur cow tipper.
I'm a voyeur cow tipper.
He likes to watch.
Just the tip though. I just watch the tip.
Well played. Well played.
Oh
well,
boy.
That,
okay.
I think that wraps
yeah, no, that's our that's where we are. Cow tipping.
Guys, until next week, we will see you when we watch Swingers.
Yeah, baby. I have no touchdown.
Beautiful babies.